Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Our final show of the season. We will return in August, right before football season, but this wraps up our shows of Hurricane Sports for this athletic calendar year. All right, we have Alex Donna with us, Don Bailey Jr., DBJ, good evening. How are you?
Doing great, Joe. And you?
We lost him. He was doing great. Let's try Larry Bluestein. Blue, how are you?
I'm doing good, Joe. Thanks so much.
All right, and we have Alex Dono also with us. Alex Dono, of course, from Locked On Canes. Larry Bluestein, the South Florida High School Sports Radio Show. Dono, how are you tonight?
I'm doing so well, Joe. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
All right, fellas. We'll get into football and recruiting and all that. Blue, are you at a game tonight? It's about ready to pour.
Yeah, well, it already did, so now it's kind of clearing up. I went to see Miami Norland earlier, and now I'm out in way out in West Miramar at Everglades High School. So it's a never-ending thing, guys.
All right, so as I mentioned, our last show of the year, DBJ back with us. Let me just start here real fast. We just had Gino Damari on, and maybe everybody just chip in a little bit quickly about, you know, Hurricane Baseball Regionals have been a staple at this time of the year in this town since 1977. We've all been there to watch baseball in May and in June, and this is the time of the year where baseball kind of gets center stage. Now, they got to fight for the headlines with the Heat and the Panthers, but it's been a heck of a season for Gino Damari and his team, 40-19. Don, I know you love going out to baseball games.
I sure do. I'll be there. I'll be there probably every game this weekend, but if Miami's in it. But, you know, Joe, I think what's important to realize is the tradition of Miami baseball and the support that they have garnered over the years from the loyal fans, the Miami baseball fans. It's, in my opinion, it may be one of the one or two top venues in South Florida. I mean, there's nothing better to go to than a UM baseball game. It's easy to get in. It's easy to get out. They have a milkshake named after you, and there's a heck of a product on the field. And, you know, and I'm happy for Gino. I mean, he's getting this, you know, getting this program to where it has his personality as well as his history and understanding of what it takes to win here. But it's exciting for this community for Miami to be have another regional, and I think that's something that's been overlooked many, many, many times on how successful you have to be to secure a regional like they have every single year. And it's great to get these kids some support, these players some support, and I think I hope everybody goes out there and gives Gino his wish. Let's fill it up and root on the Miami Hurricanes.
Blue, you go way back with baseball in this town. Hell, you probably remember when Clemson came here in the first regional in 77, but you go way back.
Well, even before that, about when USC and Miami played back in 1974, and Miami's first introduction into being a national powerhouse, and a lot of people started picking up on that. And then throughout the years with, you know, guys like Nelson Santavania and Neil Heaton and some of the greats that have played, even into the early 80s, some of the great football, baseball players that they've had. It's always a fun time. You know, this isn't something that just started over the last 10, 15 years. This is a tradition that goes back nearly 50 years. And, and I heard Gino before, and he's right. I mean, it's a happening. And you have your base of fans that every year have taken part. And what a great thing. I mean, look how many regionals Miami's gone to, the College World Series. You and Sonny Hirsch had an opportunity to broadcast quite a few of them. this is, if Miami's not playing in the June, it's not a college baseball season. And certainly this year's team, you know, one of the offensive juggernauts in the ACC and in the country. And you're right. This is following baseball the way I have. I mean, this is a tough region. I mean, you've got some really, really good baseball teams. And we know Maine back in the day with John Wynkin and Billy Swift, who pitched with the Seattle Mariners. So their tradition goes back. And we know Texas. You know, I mean, Texas has been one of those programs that has produced as, you know, as many great baseball players as anybody. So it's going to be an exciting weekend. And we're all looking forward to it. I mean, right now, Miami and South Florida is the sports capital of the world.
It sure
with
is.
Hockey, baseball, and with basketball.
Well, we'll get into football here in 1 second. Dono has a 5-year-old. Alex, there's no better place for kids than Mark Light Field. This is a perfect weekend for you.
That's so well said, Joe. And I've taken my son out to a couple of games, and it's the sporting event he's done the best with, because, you know, you can get out of your seat sometimes. He can check out the concessions. He loves milkshakes, which doesn't hurt either. And, you know, the tickets are affordable out there. It's like the most family friendly sporting event probably left in this or in most communities. And, you know, why not get a run from Miami baseball with the way South Florida sports has gone for the past few months? I mean, you had Miami and FAU make their Final Four runs in college basketball. Nova Southeastern won a national title. You see what the Panthers and Heat are doing right now. So Canes baseball is only riding that wave, Joe, and hopefully they can make a deep run into Omaha.
All right, we'll go from Alex, and everybody can pick up after Alex. And I saw this on your Locked On Canes, Dono. Early prediction, anonymous coach says 8-4 for the University of Miami. What did that anonymous coach say? And then we'll pick up, the rest of us will pick up on it after you tell us what about the 8-4 prediction.
Yeah, so it's apparently an ACC assistant coach who, you know, they keep these anonymous in the yearly Athlon Sports preseason publication. You know, I thought, guys, he said a lot of kind of fair things about Miami assessments from last year. I thought it was a little bit incomplete, though, because it was one paragraph. He probably could have done 30 paragraphs to talk about, you know, the things that didn't go right for Miami last year. But, you know, the assessment was maybe not the best fits at coordinator. And heck, you know, the fact that they've changed both of those spots now, and I think that they've made excellent hires there with Guidry on the defense and Dawson on the offense. You know, obviously that was something that maybe didn't click last year. You know, basically this anonymous coach talked about really everyone, I guess, in the conference kind of being shocked just as to how much Miami struggled, especially out of the gates in the first month or so of last season. But, you know, the reason why I thought the assessment was a little bit incomplete was, you know, no mention of, and obviously I'm not saying this as an excuse. Miami did have a lot of injuries last year, but I think where I'm going to take it, guys, is they had a ton of injuries last year, but they didn't have enough depth to compensate for those injuries. So that goes to a lot of the roster construction. And I look at, you know, how many solid additions Miami has made in the transfer portal and in recruiting. And the anonymous coach did say that. He talked about the fact that you look at Miami's roster heading into 2023. He referred to it as, you know, a top half roster in the ACC. And, you know, he mentioned, you know, Miami's new coordinators now, Guidry and Dawson, both like to call plays aggressively. And with the type of athletes Miami has, he thinks that that's something that, you know, if the athletes actually show up and answer the call, they can really take advantage of that sort of play calling and they can really thrive under that. So I thought it was a pretty fair assessment. And I'm not big, guys, on, you know, especially this far out from a season, I'm not that big on making the win-loss predictions. I'll probably save mine until a few days before the first game of the regular season. But I think from a national publication, 8-4 coming off of 5-7 seems pretty fair to me, because there's no question in my mind Miami's roster is getting more talented. I just think the question is going to be exactly how much more talented are they, and how quickly are they going to take to so many new coaches?
Well, it's not impossible, but it's pretty hard, DBJ, to go from 5 to 12, from 5 wins to 12 wins, which, you know, puts you in a championship mode. It's not unheard of. I'm not saying it can happen. I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to wreck anybody's enthusiasm, but going from 5 to 12 is a pretty big leap.
Yeah, it is, Joe. I'm not. I wouldn't bet much on going from 5 to 12, no matter who your team is. But you know, I was fortunate enough to spend a lot of time there in the spring, and I see a different mentality of the players on the field. I see a different approach. I think the guys that have signed up and the guys that have stayed realize the amount of effort and intensity that need to go into having a winning season. And Coach Cristobal has done an excellent job of making sure that he communicates what's expected. And that goes to the work ethic, both on and off the field, and how important it is for everybody to buy into what it takes to win. And I mean win at a championship level. I mean, we all know that, after 5 wins last year, 8 sounds pretty good, but we also know that in December, if we've won 8 games, there's going to be a lot of people that think we should have won 10 or 12. So, you know, the standard here at the University of Miami is winning championships, and Coach Cristobal realizes that, and he's implementing his system to that. And I think more importantly, he's doing a very good job of transforming the roster into players that understand and will commit to the expectations, whether they come in through the portal, whether they were recruited, or they were the guys that decided to stay here and continue to be Miami Hurricanes. And, you know, Cam Kitchens was a perfect example of that. After the last ball game, I was in there like I always am, and, you know, he stood up and addressed the football team. It took a lot of guts. I mean, that guy was a sophomore, and yes, he was an All-American, and yes, he was probably the best player on the team, but he addressed them and addressed the guys, basically said, if you want to be here, we want you here, but you better be prepared to work. And if you aren't prepared to work and do what needs to be done, then we really don't want you here. And, you know, he stood up and did that. Now, that's a fifth-year senior speech. That's not a second-year sophomore. And he did a great job. He did a great job as a player, and he's doing a great job as a leader, and had a great spring. And, you know, I'm with Alex. You know, a lot of this has to do with health. I think we played 3 centers last year, and we had some guys hurt on the offensive line and guys hurt at really every position group. But the guy that was hurt the most, that I think cost us some wins and losses, I mean, some wins and affected the losses, was Van Dyke. And we got to have him healthy. And I think that's really, if your quarterback, if Tyler Van Dyke is healthy, then Miami's going to have a chance in every football game. If he's not, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah. They basically played the second half of the season without a quarterback. Larry Bluestein, South Florida High School sports radio show, because of the injury to Van Dyke. Nobody knows this recruiting stuff in South Florida like Blue. And Blue is at a game right now, if it doesn't rain on him, a spring game. But we were talking earlier today, Blue, about the job Coach Cristobal and his staff are doing recruiting-wise, and you feel that it's pretty good right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And Alex and I talk about this quite a lot, you know, on his Locked On Canes show when I'm a guest, and he knows that I don't buy into the star format. And, if you listen to the Hurricane fans, as I said before, you'll drive yourself nuts because they have no clue about any of these guys. And fortunately, I know a lot of the coaches, and having covered Kevin Beard and having been around Coach Harris, who was a great track kid, and his father, who I think is one of the top 5 head football coaches we've ever had in South Florida, and Ice Harris, and obviously people like Mario Cristobal and his brother Lewis, and also Alex Mirabal, who I had the pleasure of covering at Christopher Columbus. And 2 weeks ago up in Palm Beach, they had a 10-team all-day 7-on-7. I had an opportunity to walk around and talk with Alex Mirabal, and in a way that we hadn't talked in a long time. And I said to him, I said, you take a look at May 20th of 2022 as opposed to May 20th of 2023, and it is a different world, this roster. I mean, in every single way, from depth to frontline talent, to the guys that they brought in, to the recruiting classes that they have. And I'll be honest with you guys, and I've watched this University of Miami program since the 60s with Gustafson and Tate and Pete Elliott and the entire gang all the way through Howard. And last year was perhaps one of the most incomplete rosters they've ever had. I mean, it's a crazy thing that when you take a look at a program, and as Don just mentioned, when you're doing it without a catalyst like Tyler Van Dyke, I mean, it makes the job a lot tougher. And that's the one thing that Miami probably did more than anything in the offseason is added frontline depth. Your leading tackler for the last 2 years now is a backup in Corey Flagg, which signals that this program has elevated. And I think so many great things. And I don't necessarily think that the success of the 2023 team is going to be measured in wins and losses. It's going to be measured in the foundation that they've laid and what they have coming back for the 2024 and on season that's going to make this not just a team, but a program. And that's what Mario Cristobal came aboard to do, is to revitalize Miami, and not a quick fix in a year or two, but something that's going to be sustainable for, a decade or even longer. So I'm excited about the future of this program, and you can't not be, because you have somebody who's been there, done that, who's a fiber of the community, who has 2 degrees from the school, who played a huge part in the success of the program, and that's why he came back. This is his school, and that's so important to understand, that you take a coaching staff that they had last year, and Alex and I talk about this all the time, guys. They were here, okay? Your coaching staff last year was here. This coaching staff right now is in it to win it. And that you could see during the spring when I saw, everybody was on the road. And no matter where I went, everybody embraced them. And it wasn't like, everybody's, oh, there's University of Miami. I wonder who they're going to pick up. It's just like everybody talked to one another. And the coaches finally had an opportunity to have a rapport with the local high schools and not just, put themselves on a pedestal, and it was great, because that's the way when you have, and nothing wrong with Charlie Strong or any of those guys that they've had in the past, but when you have a Kevin Beard who, he grew up here, and him having the opportunity to go back to Plantation or any of these other schools and embrace the community, embrace the coaches, it's a whole world that's a lot different than a year ago. And And Alex, every week I tell you, I'm super excited, what's going to happen over the next 4 or 5 years.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick up on what Blue said. I want to pick up on 3 coaches they have: Jason Taylor, Kevin Beard, Tim Harris. The impact they're going to have locally recruiting. I want to talk to you guys about that. When we come back, one more segment to go on our Hurricane Hotline Roundtable. We'll continue right after this.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, welcome back to the show. DBJ, my broadcast partner, Alex Dono, handles our post-game show. And, of course, you can find him on Locked On Canes as well, or filling in for Joe Rose or Hawk and Crowder. Larry Bluestein, you'll hear Blue every week on the South Florida High School Sports Radio Show on this radio station, also on our pregame show during football season. I'll toss this around to you guys on this roundtable. And, DBJ, start with you. 3 of the coaches, Jason Taylor, close links to this community. Kevin Beard, close links to the community. Tim Harris, close links to this community. Dade and Broward County. These guys, I think, really understand how to relate to the high school player, because they're not that far removed from coaching them or being around them. What kind of impact do you think they'll have in the recruiting world?
Well, first of all, there's so much conversation today about the University of Colorado and Deion Sanders and how he can get in anybody's home and anybody will listen to him. I would say the same thing about Jason Taylor. You talk about recruiting. I mean, who's not going to want an in-home visit with Jason Taylor and Mario Cristobal? Who's not going to want to, if you play on the line of scrimmage, if you're a defensive lineman, who's not going to want to talk or be tutored by Jason Taylor? I think he's as big a marquee name as there is in the industry. And Joe, you know, I've spent a lot of time around him, and he coaches. I mean, he is not a figurehead. He is there to continue to grow as a coach. He relates extremely well with all the players. He relates well with the parents, but he is a marquee name. And he's one of the few people in this country that have that gold jacket that can walk into somebody's home and relate to a student athlete, because he's got student athletes as his own children.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge advantage. And, you know, Kevin Beard is, I don't know if there's a bigger, bolder personality that loves the University of Miami more than Kevin Beard. And you know, you talk about Kevin Beard and Harris, both of those guys came home to work in the family business. And trust me, if you're in a family business, there's more pressure on you than anybody else. And Kevin Beard is here to make sure that's the best receiving core in the history of the University of Miami, because he knows what they look like. And Harris, you know, I love the fact he's an All-American from the University of Miami. So I don't care what he played, he bled and he sweat and he worked and he succeeded as a Hurricane. So those guys have Miami in their heart. And I think that's very, very hard to beat on a recruiting trail, because you're dealing with players and people that are invested and have been, and really, they trusted the University of Miami, Beard and Harris did, when they said, yes, I will take a scholarship to Miami. They trusted Miami, and look how it proved out for them. So, you know, those three names, Joe, are going to be synonymous, really, with the success of Miami recruiting. And, you know, you got a guy like Alex Mirabal, too. He's born and raised in Miami. He's got a little orange and blood in his veins as well, and recruits that way. And he's a hometown guy. And, you know, that's really, really hard to beat when you're dealing with people that are, let's say, from other places that may be a hired hand, versus people that have been born and raised in the system and the university and the community. They know it inside and out.
Let me pick up with what Don was saying first about Jason Taylor, because it was spot on when he talked about, you know, JT putting in the work and being so relatable to these young men, because I see it happening left and right, Joe. And this is something that Blue and I talk so much about. If you look at, you know, what Miami has working for the class of 2024 in recruiting, more so than any other position, Miami is in the conversation for just about all of the top defensive linemen in the country. And, you know, I don't want to take credit away from Big Joe Salavea, who, of course, is part of that in recruitment as well. But, you know, when you talk to any of the 5-star, 4-star blue chip D linemen that are being recruited by Jason Taylor, they all just, you know, rave not only about, you know, growing up watching him, which is the case for most of these young men, but about how relatable he is. And they get the sense of what a teacher he is, because, of course, a lot of these recruits have gone out and watched some practices, so they've been able to see JT in action. So from Kamarion Franklin, who's visiting this weekend, who's one of the top D linemen in the country, Miami's been trending well for 5-star Justin Scott. They've been trending with 5-star David Stone. Colin Simmons is one of the best edge rushers in the country. He's going to be visiting in June. This is, and obviously, you know, we'll see how many of these players Miami's going to close on. You obviously can't get them all. You'll try to get them all. But, you know, Jason Taylor has the opportunity maybe to be recruiter of the year in this class with the type of work that he's doing. He's making that big of an impact. You know, with Kevin Beard, and this is someone I think is near and dear to all of our hearts, having watched him and covered him as a player, you know, briefly as a coach in a previous stint and now back. He's just one of the most genuine human beings. And, you know, I had a conversation a couple of months ago. I was actually guest hosting Blue's show on WQAM, and I spoke with Chance Robinson, who's a 4-star St. Thomas Aquinas receiver who's verbally committed to Miami. This was before he committed to Miami, and he talked my ear off about what a great connection he had built with Kevin Beard and just how the two of them had built such a rapport. He puts that work in. And when I watch KB coaching on on the field too. He wears cleats. He goes through all the drills with his players. He's a lot of fun to watch. And then Tim Harris, gosh, I've had a lot of conversations with Blue and with Joe and Don and everybody here about Tim Harris Jr. He's someone who is, he's willing to work the Mario Cristobal type of hours. Like, he's willing to be, you know, at the office at 4 a.m. and there until midnight. That's just the type of guy that he is. And he builds great rapport with his players as well. So I think there's a lot of strong recruiters on this staff. And I'll throw a shout out to someone who, you know, is now in his second year on the staff, but Jameel Adai, defensive backs coach. I talked to one of the players he recruited yesterday, four-star safety Isaiah Thomas, who's committed in the class of 2024. And he talked about what a great connection that Isaiah built with Coach Adai and the way he connected with Isaiah's family. So, you know, you've got a lot of genuine connections being built, and it comes from the hard work and the diligence that these coaches put in.
We have Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans coming up in just about 3 minutes with a Panthers Stanley Cup preview coming up. So they're in the on-deck circle. We got about 3 minutes to go. Blue, picking up on that, you're in the trenches in recruiting. I imagine you've seen maybe the attitude change from the high school coaches and players toward Miami.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, having an opportunity during the spring to see all the coaches out, and you're right. You know, you take a look at Jason Taylor. You know, it'd be hard-pressed to believe that this is a guy who's had all those accolades the way he coaches. And, you know, he coaches like he needs a dollar. And, you know, he's not a good loser at all. And I saw that firsthand when he was at St. Thomas as the defensive coordinator, and they got beat by Miramar. And him going across field, it looked like someone stole his best friend. And that's how he is. And, you know, as popular as he is with the kids, he's double popular with the other college coaches. All the college coaches like Charlie Parchers from Pittsburgh and programs like that, they gravitate towards him. And why not? I mean, this is a guy that they grew up watching as well and grew up admiring. Yeah, what Miami has in place, guys, with especially with this coaching staff, is something special. You have a group of guys that want to be here. They want to be Hurricane coaches. They want to help succeed, and it shows. And everybody, you know, that I get a chance to talk to, from the parents all the way to the athletes and the coaches, feel the same.
All right, well, fellas, this has been a lot of fun. I appreciate you joining me. This is our last Hurricane Hotline of the year. DBJ, will we do rejoin everybody in August?
Yes, we will, Joe, and I look forward to another great Hurricane football season coming right around the corner.
Dono, look forward to having you on the hotline in the future. We'll look for all your stuff in the summer on Locked On Canes.
Thanks so much, Joe. I appreciate that.
And Blue, will follow the South Florida High School Sports Radio Show throughout the summer as well. You'll keep us updated on all the Hurricane recruiting through the summer.
I will, Joe. Thanks so much. And go Canes this weekend in baseball.
All right, Canes will play on Friday night at 7 o'clock against Maine. Thanks to Don Bailey Jr. all season for being with us tonight. Larry Bluestein and Alex Dono, Danny Garcia, our producer all season long. We will rejoin you in August with the Mario Cristobal Show prior to football season. Thanks for joining us all season. What a wild ride it was going to the Final Four. We had a great time with all of that. And again, thanks very much. Stay tuned now. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans coming up with a big preview of the Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup. Can you believe it? That's coming up next right here on QAM.